USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Federal health officials say the polio virus was detected in New York State earlier than previously thought. The most recent polio case was reported back in June, but a new CDC study says that it has been circulating in New York since at least April. Dr. Risa Gorelick, a pediatrician in Rockland County, says members of the CDC and local health department met at her office Wednesday to exchange information.
They want to assess the community's feelings regarding urgency for vaccination and to share with us the information that they're starting to pick up from our local health department and from nationally.
There are severe water shortages out west.
People in Arizona and Nevada are facing unprecedented water shortages on the Colorado River. There will be less water available next year from the river that serves 40 million people. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Hundreds of federal judges face the same task every day, reviewing affidavits submitted by federal agents and approved requests for a search warrant. But for U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart, the fallout from his decision to approve a search warrant has been far from routine. He has faced a storm of death threats since his signature earlier this month cleared the way for the FBI to search former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of a probe into whether he inappropriately removed sensitive materials from the White House. Reinhart's home address was posted on right-wing sites along with anti-Semitic slurs. Alaska Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski advanced from her primary along with Kelly Shabika, her GOP rival, endorsed by former President Donald Trump, while another Trump-backed candidate, Republican Sarah Palin, was among the candidates bound for the November general election in the race for Alaska's only House seat. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Dean Karnassus, who is an ultra-marathon runner, was out on a 150-mile-long trail run in California when he heard footsteps come up behind him. He thought it was a dog at first, but it turned out to be a coyote. He said that he spun around and the coyote attacked him. He fought the coyote off with trekking poles, but not before the coyote took a bite out of his face. He's okay, but coyote attacks are becoming more common because humans are feeding them. Dean thinks the coyote was after the granola bar that he had just started to eat. Everybody is fighting with Russia nowadays, even crab fishermen. On a recent episode of Deadliest Catch, one of the fleet's ships had an earlier run-in with a Russian boat that plowed through their crab gear, and the captain was not happy about it. The Russians were fishing in U.S. territory at the time. The next morning, the Time Bandit crew spotted what appeared to be a missile rocketing over their heads. They panicked, thinking it was aimed towards them. Luckily, it wasn't, but tensions were still high as they fished along the U.S.-Russian border. 5 months since the unexpected death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, and now the band has announced a jam-packed duo of tribute shows in his honor. The first will take place September 3rd in London and will feature guest artists like Mark Ronson, Travis Barker, Nile Rodgers, Lars Ulrich, Kesha, and more. Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock will also make a special appearance. The show will be streamed live on Paramount Plus, proceeds going to support music support and music cares. This is USA Radio News.